Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
The following program is pre-recorded.
Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No victocrats allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up!
Do you want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend!
What the hell's going on out here?
Ooh, that's a bingo!
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. We were just playing this apology Pierce Morgan gave to tennis star Djokovic, Novak Djokovic, who refused to be vaccinated. And here is what Pierce Morgan said, once again. Number 58.
At last.
I've never met you. I've talked about you quite a lot. And I'm going to start by making an apology. And it's for this. Is I was very censorious about you over the COVID scandal that you got caught up in. And in a nutshell, you got thrown out of Australia over what seemed to be on the face of it, from what the media were being told and what was being reported, was you trying to bend the rules of getting into playing the Australian Open without having taken the COVID vaccine. And I was actually quite censorious about a lot of people at the time. And I've since apologised to some people for being too tough on them. Because once it became clear that if you had the vaccine, it made no difference to whether you could then transmit the virus, clearly, at that point for me, it becomes a personal.
So he used the word censorious twice. I think that's British speak for being an a-hole. Now, he apologized to Novak Djokovic, who didn't take the vaccine, who didn't buy all the BS about how effective it is. Joe Biden said, if you take the vaccine, you will not get COVID. Remember that? Now, Pierce has apologized to Mr. Djokovic. Will CNN apologize to the great Eldersky who slammed me as being anti-vaccine during the 2021 recall election? Number 85.
My agenda is crime. My agenda is homelessness. My agenda is the way the state was shut down.
That agenda, says Elder, includes rolling back the state's COVID restrictions, vowing to repeal mask and vaccine mandates for California state workers.
Will you follow the science?
I'm going to follow the science. I don't believe the science suggests that young people should be vaccinated. I don't believe the science suggests that young people should have to wear masks at school. I'm not sure the science has settled on that at all. And young people are not likely to contract the coronavirus. And when they do, their symptoms are likely to be mild, and they're not likely to be hospitalized, and certainly not likely to die.
The science says he's wrong on several counts.
I'm waiting for my apology. Maybe it's in the mail. Now, remember what Obama said about if we're opposed to violence against people we disagree with or look a certain way, we need to speak out when those values are being violated. Remember that? Number 32.
I believe in an America where we don't fear each other, but look out for each other. And if we want that story to continue, if we believe in that better story, we need leaders who believe in it too. We need leaders who will tell the truth and who will take responsibility and tackle hard problems and bring people together instead of tearing them apart.
Okay,
we need leaders who won't serve both.
I can't take any more. Here is John Fetterman telling a CNN anchor about how cruel and vicious and nasty the left have been to him. And the anchor appears to be stunned. Number 61.
I've drunk deeply of the venom of both the left and the right. As a connoisseur, I can confirm that the most poisonous, the bitterest, is from the far left. That is pretty remarkable to hear you say that as an elected Democrat. Why?
It's just been my personal experience on this thing. And when I asked my digital team, I said, you know, we're on all the platforms, you know, really what's kind of the harshest, what's kind of the most personal? And the answer was immediate. He said, oh, blue sky, it's blue sky. And the difference is, I mean, the right would say really rough things and names, you know, some names I won't repeat on TV, but the on the left, it was like they want me to die, or that we're cheering for your next stroke, or that's terrible, that depression won. Why couldn't it depression won? And I hope your kids find you. They even have like the graphic, a gif where they have like a stroke, you know, in your head,
oh my gosh,
cheering it. And they said that. I remember one, they claimed, oh, the doctor let us down, and why did they have to save his life? Just really, like, I just can't imagine. People are wishing, you know, I wish he dies, or I want him to die, you know, literally cheering for a stroke. And I don't know what the kind of a place where that comes from. I mean, that's much different than just calling me a name. That's really been consistent, you know, in that community online.
Now, what's remarkable about this is he said this on CNN to Dani Bash, who's been there forever. And she seemed to be shocked. It's kind of surprising to hear that coming from you. You mean Fetterman is confirming what we've been saying for decades, which is that we think their side is wrong. They think our side is evil. When you call somebody evil, you can justify almost anything. 25-30% of Democrats wish that the would-be assassin in Butler, Pennsylvania, had been successful. This is what we're talking about here. One poll found that 61% of Democrats believe Republicans are racist, sexist, bigoted, versus 31% of Republicans who feel the same way about Democrats. 31% is high. But Democrats, twice as high? I've been doing this for 35 years, and I've been called some pretty vicious, nasty things. And I don't know anybody in the conservative world who hasn't been called vicious, nasty things. And I'm not saying conservatives don't call liberals vicious, nasty things, but the intensity, the amount, the degree, night and day. And here she is, Dani Bash, shocked. Mr. McConnell, can you find the interview that she had with the chairman of the January 6th committee? And he's the one who called Count Clarence Thomas and Uncle Tom. And she was somewhat surprised. And he said, well, you know, if I called him an Uncle Tom, that wouldn't be appropriate. Well, you're white. But basically, Benny Thompson, basically, I can do it, though. Okay, let's hear it.
Clarence Thomas saying that he was an Uncle Tom. What did you mean by that?
Well, if you look at his decisions on the court, they have been adverse to the minority community, and the people I represent have a real issue with an African American not being sensitive to those issues.
Calling him an Uncle Tom, though, isn't that a racially charged term?
For some it is, but to others it's the truth.
because, you know, looking at that and hearing that kind of language, that certainly wouldn't be, you know, appropriate if it was coming from somebody who was white.
But I'm black.
So it makes it okay?
Well, I mean, you asked me the question, and I'm giving you the response.
Dana Bash, didn't that interview give you some kind of clue as to how the left thinks, how they reason, things that they say? Fetterman says socialist ideas are pushing our party over the cliff, and it's why we've lost control of the White House in 2024, number 70.
I promise you, America's future and my party's future is not socialism or kinds of outlandish far-left kinds of ideas. And it's been a year ago, you know, after we lost the election, a lot of those parts and part of those ideas pushed our party over the cliff. And that's why we're in this situation right now. That's why we're firmly in the minority. And that's why we've lost control of the White House. So some people, you know, if you think that's a solution, that's fine. But it's going to be a competition of ideas, and we know that's not going to prevail. You know, what's going to prevail is common sense. What's going to prevail, you know, choosing this country over, you know, part of the extreme in our party. You know, what's going to prevail is common sense.
Coming up, 17,000 commercial driver's licenses issued to immigrants have now been revoked because of pressure from Donald Trump. And Gavin Newsom said pressure from Trump had nothing whatever to do with it. All of this and more Epstein non-bombshells. 888-971-7243. We all know the importance of good daily habits, whether it's getting outside and getting your steps in, stretching those limbs, or eating right. Doing it on the regular is the key. That's why if you're dealing with everyday aches and pain, it's time to bring Relief Factor into your routine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, it uses a special formula of four natural ingredients. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is. To get your days going without pain, try their 3-week quick start for only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Simply call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Whether you're having pain, neck, shoulders, hips, knees, don't let it keep you from living the life you want. Make Relief Factor part of your daily routine. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. relieffactor.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-822-1716. 800-822-1716. 800-822-1716.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soup, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Thousands of veterans in Shasta County have served our country with pride, and many of them rely on social services at the VA clinic for their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Look for our Rob a Bus Drive, Friday the 14th, at Plumas Bank locations on Hartnell Avenue and Hilltop Drive in Reading, in Anderson, the public parking lot at 4305 Shasta Dam Boulevard, and the Burney Library, between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m., or make a donation online at robaveterans.com.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Make a statement without saying a word. Visit LarryElderShop.com for bold shirts, hoodies, and mugs. And get 20% off with promo code ELDER20 because we've got a country to save.
Just to have you near.
On Obamacare, you raised several times during this shutdown debate that it's clear that this was never going to work without these massive subsidies. Now they wanted to continue the COVID subsidies. So given the fact that Obamacare really can't survive as they thought without these subsidies, what next?
Well, I watched Obama from when this thing came about. As you know, I opposed it very strongly. Unfortunately, we had a couple of negative votes, which should never have happened. But I said it's going to be a disaster, and I was exactly right, that the premiums have gone up like rocket ships. And I'm not just talking about recently. I'm talking about for years they've been going up. And he said premiums will go down. Everything will be wonderful. It's horrible health insurance at a very high price. And what I want, and probably what you're alluding to, is the fact that I want, instead of going to the insurance companies, I want the money to go into an account for people where the people buy their own health insurance. It's so good. The insurance will be better. It'll cost less. Everybody's going to be happy. They're going to feel like entrepreneurs. They're actually able to go out and negotiate their own health insurance. And they can use it only for that reason. That's the beauty, only for that purpose. And if we did that, that would be so exciting. Call it Trump Care. Call it whatever you want to call it. But anything but Obamacare. Obamacare is a disaster, just like he was as a president.
888-971-SAGE. 888-971-7243. Larry Elder. Seattle News Channel. Does that sound like he's mentally declining? Does that sound like he has cognitive issues? Every now and then an article like that will pop up in the lamestream media about Donald Trump's mental decline. Does it sound like he's declining? Most accessible president I've ever seen in my lifetime. Answers questions ranging from China to India to Iran to taxes to spending to this to that. Can you imagine Joe Biden having spontaneous press conferences? Are you kidding me? Raul is in San Francisco. Raul, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling.
Yes, sir. I just want to tell you, I was a 40-year retired teamster. Iraq file was for Trump. A president was for Trump, for his American First agenda. And I've been through a lot of votes through the 40 years when there was two candidates. One candidate wanted to paint the house red, wanted to put pink polka dots and purple stripes on it. The other guy wanted to paint it blue. So if the guy with the red guy won, and he started to put the polka dots and the stripes, and then people start complaining, and say, hey, we already had our vote. We're going to do what we're going to do. So I'm for Trump pushing his agenda all the way. And also, too, many a contract, our contract was due 11-1.
Mm-hmm.
Every 3 to 5 years, depending the length of the contract. The week prior to that, of 10/31, we would have a vote. You guys want to go on strike on 11/1, or you guys want to continue working on 11/1? I always voted to strike, but better heads prevailed, and the majority of the people voted to keep talking. The company didn't take nothing away from us. We didn't get nothing. The union and the company kept talking. Three months, one time, 6 months later, they came with the contract. When they would come with the contract, it was a pretty well done deal. the majority went for it. And that this thing with the shutdown, that's why the Federal Union people knew that it was the Democrats' fault, because right. their union, they know the rules. And the thing I'm calling about that, but most than anything, is this Obamacare. Some people think that Obamacare, the rising health costs don't affect them. But when I was in the union, and say, for instance, before Obamacare, the price was $2,000 a month. I don't know, but let's just say. Mm-hmm. And let's just say it's $4,000 a month. When you go to contract, the company tells you, our health care rights have risen to $4,000. You guys want to be covered still 100%, which we were, you're going to have to take less pay. So people don't think that they're affected by Obamacare. We are. I'm more for this Trump care, where they give the people the money, and then we get to shop around and pick our thing. You know, my dad was a mariachi, and he always told me when he played, the people you want to play for is the government, because they could care less how much they pay them. Hmm. My dad didn't rip them off, mm-hmm. but he did charge them.
Raul, before you go, Raul, I was in Michigan when Jimmy Hoffa went missing. I know this is not what you called about, but I want your opinion. You're a Teamster. What do you think happened to him?
They took him out. Somebody took him out.
Where do you think he is?
Where do I think he is?
Mm-hmm.
Under cement somewhere.
I heard he's under the Meadowlands, the stadium that was built in New Jersey. That's what I heard.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. Yeah, he's somewhere like that where there's no way they're ever going to bury him.
Yeah. Well, Rule.
You know, Larry.
Yes, sir.
If I could just say one more thing, it takes art to do business, just like it does to put a basketball through a hoop or to cook a good meal. Mr. Trump is the deal maker. If anybody could fix the health care system, it's Mr. Trump.
Well, thank you very much for that, Raul. Appreciate the call. Wow. Jim is in Rancho Margarita, California. Jim, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Larry. Just want to say that I love your show. The only thing I do have a question about is that there is so many companies in the networks, CNN or ABC, NBC, Disney, all these owners happen to be Jewish faith, and yet your commercial actually says you're trying to get Christians to get our pennies when they have billions and billions of dollars. I'm kind of shocked.
Are you serious? Are you serious? First of all, I'm not sure how many of the companies you mentioned are, quote, owned by Jews. A CEO does not necessarily own a company. Disney has shareholders. I doubt very seriously if the CEO of Disney owns Disney. But these are charities. These are drives. And we're not just asking Christians to donate money, asking everybody to donate money, including atheists, including agnostic people, just like we do food for the poor drives. I mean, why would you call and say that somehow it's inappropriate for us to ask Christians, assuming we're asking Christians, to give money to Israel? Why would you say that?
Well, you know, it just seems like there's I don't know, some type of campaign going. Like, you know, there's a Holocaust person there, right? Which it's horrible what happened. Absolutely horrible. There's a lot of Christians, the genocides, and there's a lot of people, other people. There's like 47 museums across America, yet only one 9/11 museum. There should be like 500 then, you know? It just seems, I don't know. It just seems like there's too much going on with,
Well, the Holocaust, Jim, was kind of a big deal. 50% of European Jewry was killed. 50%.
I never said it wasn't a big deal. Absolutely.
Well, that's why there are so many museums.
I mean, there's 47 versus how many people in America were killed? I mean, that was another country, right? And yet,
well,
here we have in America, 9/11, that's the most tragic thing that's ever happened in America.
Being killed because of your religion is different than being killed in a war. I'm just trying to figure out exactly what the objection here is. It sounds a little anti-Semitic, if I may, Jim. It does.
Well, that's always the thing that's thrown out there. I'm just saying.
If you say something that sounds anti-Israel and anti-Jew, as you just now criticize the Jewish owners of these companies, and I mentioned it sounds like it's anti-Semitic.
I just said they have more money than God.
It's my problem. More money than God? Really?
I need you so.
Everyone is watching.
Celebrate the holiday season at Reading Garden of Lights. Open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Reading, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights. Plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express. Adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets online at Turtle Bay.
Wind River Resort and Casino celebrates the end of the year in style. Join us Wednesday, December 31st for an unforgettable New Year's Eve bash. Immerse yourself in a night filled with laughter and excitement featuring comedian Eric Griffin and live band The Freshmakers. Stay for a delicious buffet. Don't miss out. Tickets on sale now, including exclusive VIP seats. Each ticket also includes $10 free slot play. Must be 21 and over. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Kick off your week with straight-up facts. Tune in to KCNR every Monday at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for unbiased reporting, we deliver the real deal on what's happening in our county. Crisp updates and honest discussions that matter. Got a tip? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or DM them at townhallbrief on linktree.com. The Town Hall Brief, your trusted source for local news. Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Ashton, aged Maduro. Blended by world-renowned cigar maker Carlito Fuente, a masterpiece is born. Vibrant filler and binder from the DR are artfully crafted with a luxurious Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, gifting us with subtle notes of cocoa, almond, molasses, and black pepper. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
America, we have a country to save. And now, here's Larry Elder.
888-971-7243, 888-971-SAG. My conversation with Jim reminds me of a couple of things. Years ago, I had a conversation with a friend of mine who's from Austria. And she was complaining about Jews being, quote, too dominant. And I said, what percentage of the world do you think is Jewish? She said, I have no idea. I said, give me a guess. I have no idea. Ballpark it. Okay, 25%. I said, you think 25%, one in four persons on the earth is a Jew? She said, about that. I said, how about 0.2%? She said, oh, 2%. I said, you weren't listening. 0.2%. If I were from the country where you know who is from, I'd be a little more knowledgeable about Jews, and apparently you are. I have another friend, this is years ago, black female. We're having a first date. This is before Nina. And some Holocaust movie was out, I forget which one. And she complained, she's an actress, about all the movies that are made about the Holocaust. And I said to her what I said to Jim. I said, well, it's kind of a big deal. 50% of European Jewry killed. I said, imagine if 50% of sub-Saharan Africa were killed. How many movies do you think would be made about that? I mean, really? President Trump says that he is committed to giving rebate checks, tariff rebate checks, to Americans. Now, I haven't heard anybody on the left criticize that. What are they going to say after Joe Biden does student debt forgiveness, when Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that the president does not have the power to do student debt forgiveness? And Biden does it. Supreme Court tells him it's against the law. Biden brags to figure out another way of doing it anyway. What in the world is the left going to say about Donald Trump, quote, buying popularity, buying votes by sending $2,000 rebate checks? Number 78.
Thank you so much. Trump has talked about sending out $2,000 checks to U.S. citizens. Earlier this year, he also talked about sending a Doge dividend. That didn't materialize. Should U.S. Citizens expect a $2,000 proposal? Is the White House committed to making that happen?
The White House is committed to making that happen, yes. And we are currently exploring all legal options to get that done. I don't have a timeline for you or any further details, but I can confirm for you that the president made it clear he wants to make it happen. And so his team of economic advisors are looking into it. And when we have an update, we'll provide one.
Ira is in Parker's Prairie, Minnesota. Ira, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you for calling.
Yes, Larry.
You are on, sir. Thank you for calling.
I'm here.
Thank you for calling. You're on.
Well, I got some questions about this, the way things go in this world, and it's baffling to me. They want to hand out $2,000 checks. I don't need a $2,000 check. I'm a disabled vet. I am 100%, and I worked my whole life hard, very hard, from childhood on, and now I wanted to go and get Social Security. I've been denied 5-6 times. Why? I'm wondering why.
Would you tell me? You tell me why? I've never heard that. I thought disabled vets were also eligible to Social Security. This is the first I've heard of this.
We're eligible, yes, but when you try to get it, you're denied. And I've been through the VA system. I've been through rehab, to be honest. And all these guys and gals that I've been around and talked to, and there's like 1%, 2% maybe, that actually get Social Security at an early age. I want you to be clear.
I got you. How old are you?
54.
Mm-hmm.
I had to stop working 4 or 5 years ago, and I tried to get Social Security benefits. I could not. And I didn't really care, because 100% disabled vet is, that's a bit of money, but the way times are changing and the cost of living right now, that's not enough anymore.
Well, Ira, I've got to go, but thank you so much for your service. As far as being eligible for Social Security, I know that disabled vets are eligible for it. Maybe there's some sort of age requirement. I don't know, but I'm sure you've done all the things you need to do. Contact your local politicians and yell and scream and find out. I'm Larry Elder. Living with everyday pain is like having a voice that always says, no. No, you can't do that. No, don't go play your favorite sport. No, you better sit this one out. It's no way to live. So if pain is affecting you, see how Relief Factor can help get you back to living life on your terms. One where you say yes a lot more. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor's unique formula of natural ingredients doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. For good. Whether it's your back, neck, joints, or muscles, Relief Factor can help you, as it has for so many others. So give Relief Factor's 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how with less pain you can say yes to more of everything you want. 1-800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com.
In a shocking new 5-part series from Kevin Sorbo, Prescription to Kill reveals a lethal FDA cover-up.
Americans have witnessed a dramatic rise in mass killings. At a school, a house of worship, a crowded theater, a packed concert, leaving behind a trail of death and destruction. But what's behind this sudden surge of lethal violence? One determined researcher cracked open the FDA vault, exposing for the first time secret files linking prescription drugs to mass shootings and infamous murders.
There is a reason that we are the leader in unprovoked mass murder in this country, and it's our over-prescription of psychiatric drugs. There's no doubt about it.
In Prescription to Kill, we investigate the hidden connection between the pharmaceutical industry and America's culture of violence.
What their doctor doesn't know could kill you. Discover the truth that could save many lives. Don't miss Prescription to Kill. Watch it now on SalemNow.com. That's SalemNow.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, 2 group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Larry's father, Staff Sergeant Randolph Elder, says hard work wins. You get out of life what you put into it. And now, here's Larry Elder.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. Coming up, more on the Epstein front. Jen Psaki, the former press secretary under Biden, has a show on MSNBC Hee Haw, and she referred to President Trump in a discussion about Epstein as a predator and quickly walked it back. Can you say fear of lawsuit? And California revoked 17,000 commercial driver's licenses issued to immigrants after the Trump administration put pressure and after one who received a CDL was involved in a horrific accident. And Newsom claims that the revocation had nothing whatever to do with Trump. We're also going to talk about why beef prices are so high. All of this and more, 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Victor is in Princeton, New Jersey. Victor, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Larry. Look, I got two things I want to jump on real quick. Ira made a great point about, I don't know if he was talking about Social Security disability, but I know it's extremely difficult to get Social Security disability. But I have a great story to tell about that. Maybe one other time I'll call when you have more time, and how I got it in one try in 3 months. But the call before then, the gentleman was speaking about, you know, what you're saying about the anti-Semitic thing. Let me just say this. Would I be considered a Uncle Tom or pro-black if I said that I'm glad, but if I had to pick two situations in life, either being persecuted over in Europe, how the Jews were, or to be a slave in America, I would have picked to be a slave in America.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that because I'm going to say this, and I've been watching and studying those films for 15, 20 years, and they didn't have a chance. There was no negotiating. At least I look at blacks that have come, that have been here on these shores of America. You know, look at the position we are in today,
right.
A lot of blacks. We had an opportunity to, you know what I mean?
Victor, I know exactly what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying. You know, they were slaughtered. They were killed. They were butchered.
Exactly.
They were gassed. Slave owners had a vested interest, financial vested interest, in keeping slave owners, slaves alive, and in letting them breed. Everyone that bred was a new laborer for free. They had to make sure they didn't run away, but they had an interest in making sure that they bred. As opposed to the slaves that were taken to the European and worked in the sugar plantations, after they died, they didn't care. They brought another one in, another one in, another one in. But the slave owners in America, they had a vested interest in making sure that they bred. By the way, Victor, one more point. As opposed to the Arab slave traders, when you go to the Middle East, the reason you don't see any dark skinned, curly haired people like myself is because they castrated the men. They castrated them.
Do hierarchy blacks talk about the Arabs, what they've done?
Oh, my God.
Should we get reparations for the global, how other cultures around the world treated us?
Absolutely. Victor, it is estimated that maybe a 10 to 20% so-called death rate in the transatlantic slave trade to America. There was a death rate of almost 90% regarding the Arab trade,
mm-hmm.
Because they would have people walk on barefoot across the Sahara, and then if the men survived, they castrated them because they didn't want them to breed with the women. Hello?
Yes.
It was brutal, and no one talks about that.
Yes.
Victor, thank you for calling. I appreciate it. Dave is in Denver, Colorado. Dave, you're on the Larry Elder Show.
Hey, Larry, thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
So I just wanted to real quick point out about how I didn't get the COVID jab. I just knew it was a farce from the beginning. I'll tell you how I knew. Because it first started out with 200,000 to 300,000 people dying versus heart disease is almost 1 million a year dying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hear any commercials about how I should get exercise,
right.
Checkup, stop smoking, modify my diet,
mm-hmm.
all this stuff. But yet, now that I checked the numbers, that was 2-3 years ago when it was the 250,000 to 300,000. Now the numbers are actually for COVID deaths. Currently, they've listed at 573,000 deaths. So we're still talking almost double about heart disease,
yeah.
And yet you don't hear a peep about that. And that's how come I looked at it and I said, why wouldn't somebody be telling me how to manage my heart better, you know, and all this sort of stuff instead of going deep diving into COVID.
Well, Dave, I'm impressed with people that withstood all the pressure, social pressure, economic pressure, and otherwise, and resisted getting the vaccine, just as I'm impressed by that tennis player who didn't. I mean, he lost two or three possibilities of winning more slams by not doing it. But I'll tell you, there was so much pressure, and you were so strong to resist it.
Yeah, you know, and part of that, too, is I wanted to tie this into you and your family. When I hear you talk about your parents, man, I get a little choked up. Man, there is some love and loyalty and honor and all that stuff that you just don't have today. And I just wanted to let you know, once I get there and say hi to my folks, I'm going to run over and say hi to yours, because they raised a hell of a son, and they sound like some stand-up people.
Well, Dave, God bless you. Thank you so much for that. I often tell people I hope to be half the man my father was, what he endured, what he went through, how he was treated. And then to do that and have a stay-at-home wife working two full-time jobs as a janitor, are you kidding me? Never complained, never whined, never said, why me? Always told my brothers and me, the door now is wide open. I remember once asking my dad, who grew up in Athens, Georgia, did you ever walk by University of Georgia where you know that you couldn't get admitted and say to yourself, oh my, maybe someday my son or my grandson could go there? He said, are you kidding? It never would have occurred to any of us to go to that side of town. We didn't think like that. He was an incredible man. And one time somebody came in the restaurant and said, did you hear what your leader said last night? My dad said, my leader? He said, Jesse Jackson. And my dad said, who's your leader? He said, I don't have a leader. Father said, what makes you think I have one? You work for somebody else, I have my own business, but I have a leader, and my leader is Jesse Jackson? Are you kidding? I want you to meet Bob. He's 63 years old and has spent 40 years as a body man and car painter. Bob says, I could barely walk, couldn't make it up the stairs. By day four or five, I felt the
Everyone is watching major movements ripple through the markets these days, sparked by new policy shifts out of Washington, elections around the country, and activity from the Federal Reserve. Americans have faced uncertainty before, and every time, we've found our footing again. The real secret to long-term financial peace is simple. Keep your eyes on the horizon and understand the fundamentals that drive real stability. That's exactly why Advantage Gold is inviting you to call 800-741-GOLD right now. We'll send you a free Gold IRA rollover kit, along with a complimentary copy of economist Ken Rogoff's insightful book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Inside, you'll learn how to defend your retirement savings against inflation, market swings, and reckless fiscal policies, with tangible assets like precious metals that have preserved wealth for centuries. It's no wonder Advantage Gold has been America's number one gold company for the past decade. Take a smart step toward protecting what you've earned. Call 800-741-GOLD. That's 800-741-4653. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6745. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6745. That's 800-575-6745. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too.
Newsmax has been terrific.
President Trump is right. Millions like you are tuning into Newsmax. You're watching Newsmax on cable. You're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax 2. And you're downloading our free Newsmax app on your smartphones and TVs. Reuters Institute says we're now one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night, watch great shows with Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty, and more as they expose the big media lies, the Washington swamp, and they're never afraid to talk about faith, freedom, and the values that made us great. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest-growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people.
Make the switch today.
I'm going to sing my song. It won't take long. We're going to do the twist.
SAGE 888-971-7243. More on the Epstein front when we come back next hour. Jen Psaki, in a discussion about Epstein, referred to President Trump as a predator, and then quickly walked it back. No doubt, fear of a lawsuit. 17,000 commercial driver's licenses issued to immigrants in here in California have now been revoked, under pressure from the Trump administration, but Gavin Newsom denies that the Trump administration had anything whatever to do with it. I guess it was just a coinkydink. And we're going to talk about why beef prices are so high. All of this and more, 888-971-SAGE. Dave is in Skamania, Washington. Dave, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling.
Larry, it's an honor and a privilege. I listen to you every day on my way home from work.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Well, a couple things. First of all, the whole Obamacare thing, with all the talk of the reduction in pay and accessibility, ours pretty much doubled. And what we get for the amount we pay is gotten to the point where if I could figure out how to do it, I would just get off insurance and pay out of pocket because our deductibles are so high. That it is almost unaffordable to get sick, let alone pay the premiums.
You know, Dave, I have a friend who is a independent contractor, and he does not have health insurance. He's about maybe 50 years old. He tells me he negotiates. He goes to the hospital, and he literally says, "I will pay in cash," and will often get a substantial reduction.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. I may have to try that.
He's been doing it for years. He said you'd be surprised how much they will take off if they know that they're getting it in cash, don't have to file anything, don't have to take all the time it takes to do all the paperwork and wait and get the money. You'd be surprised how many people will take it if you promise to pay in cash. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. We have about, not enough time to take another call. All right. So, we come back. The 23,000 pages have been released by the Republicans of Brian Epstein. This is on the same day that Democrats released some other information about Epstein. Now, why did they do that? Because the shutdown is over. They now need a new issue. Now they're back to Epstein, as if they gave a rip in the last 4 years when Biden was president and when they were in charge of the DOJ. They could have released everything. Why didn't they? Why didn't they? Maybe because a lot of people on their side might have been implicated, one of whom, Lawrence Summers, the former Harvard president, former Secretary of Treasury under Bill Clinton. Apparently he and Epstein were very, very close, and he asked Epstein for romantic advice. I'm not making this up. That just now came out. Maybe they'd be embarrassed on their own side. I don't know. All they know is that none of the women have come forward, have said that Donald Trump did anything wrong. I'm Larry Elder.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to...
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life,
Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.